story, I don't know if you've heard this story, but a story of a dog who somehow ended up in the middle of a baseball game. As people were playing at a baseball game in Kansas City, all of a sudden a dog walked right in the middle of the field and wandered around. The game was stopped so that the dog could be removed. The umpires tried to shoo him off. The players yelled and hallooed at him, "Go home, you idiot dog." The dog by this time was so confused, not sure which voice to follow, which direction to follow. So he ran here and there until finally lay down on third base. A reporter telling the story said that the dog could not hear a dominant voice. So he was so confused that he just decided just to sit on third base. It is hard to know whose voice to trust when discerning a path forward, when discerning a new leader, a new pope. There is a new pope, a new pastor, a new ministry opportunity. And we live in a society with many voices, many perspectives, many opinions, many ways to look at the world. We also live in a society with many voices which constantly seek to claim our attention, our loyalties. And these voices promise us full satisfaction, real peace, real happiness. Nothing like a cold beer on a hot day, right? That is how you get dehydrated, actually. If you buy this, you will be fully satisfied. If you buy that, you will be happy for the rest of your days. As a church, I think it has become harder and harder to listen and respond to the voice of Jesus amid so many voices in our world today. But if we pause, maybe it requires for us to pause for a moment and to revisit again every interactions that Jesus had with people during his ministry. And so as we revisit, we hear that the voice of Jesus is unique, is distinguishable among other voices. And just as the voice of our parents, even when we become lost, even when others are talking to us, somehow we could still hear the voice of our parents, because of the intimate relationship that we share with them. Just to illustrate this, I remember when I was a child, I went to a market with my parents. And markets in Mexico are noisy and a lot of people, and people are screaming and yelling. And while I was there in the market with my parents, I got distracted for a moment and I lost sight of my parents. I ended up being completely lost. And so after looking around and not seeing my parents, of course, I began to cry. And people came trying to inquire where my parents were, right? But even after a few minutes, amidst all this noisy and people talking to me, I could hear in the back, really far away, this voice of my mother calling for my name. She was still far away, but I could still distinguish the voice of my mother calling for my name. So I turned ahead, and there she was, still far away, but somehow I could recognize her voice, even if as far away as she was. It was a familiar voice, a unique voice, and at the time, of course, it felt like a warm blanket, very comforting, knowing that I had been found. In the same way, the voice of Jesus is unique to other voices in the world. The voice of Jesus is the voice that told the dead to rise. It was the voice that challenged the religious leaders who claimed exclusive favor from God. It is the voice that got upset when people used the temple for personal gain. It was the voice that defended a woman who was being judged by her many sins. Right? It was the voice that told many stories about extending hospitality to the stranger. The voice that commanded his disciples to feed the hungry crowd, to clothe the naked. who invited reconciliation among enemies. So today we hear the voice of God and also the power of the risen Christ through Peter, who is called to minister to a Gentile woman, someone outside of Peter's ethnic background, a stranger. And this woman was a leader in her own community, a disciple woman who herself served as a shepherd for other people, and whose ministry reflected the message of Jesus, which was of caring for the most vulnerable. Now, the concept of a shepherd in biblical times, besides meaning the literal role of those caring for the sheep, the animal, they oftentimes referred to religious and political leaders, to kings. It would equate today to presidents or any leader in office, to pastors, to bishops. And so the question that I often ask myself when discerning which political leader to support or follow is, how is this person reflecting, embodying the voice of Jesus? Could I hear the voice of compassion and forgiveness and grace and mercy in this person, in his leadership? Today, amid many voices that surround us, Jesus fills us with these words of promise. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The scripture reminds us as part of Jesus' own flock, we also share an intimate and unique connection with Jesus. Just like there is a unique connection with those whom we grew up, Jesus, as our good shepherd, promises real peace, loving and unique care, but also promises to continue to seek us out, right? Psalm 23 also says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I should dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The phrase to follow me is more like pursuing, chasing after someone. It means that because we are sheep, and sheep get distracted, we a lot of the times end up being lost. But even when we do, we have a shepherd who is best described in the parable Jesus tells about who he is for us. A shepherd who would go and look for that one sheep who got lost, who does not have community around, who feels alone and isolated, and brings that sheep back to community life, life with God, also life with others. And that is the promise for us today, that God in Jesus will continue to love us and nurture us and calls us back to him even when we go astray. And the call today is that as we have been loved and shepherded by Jesus, that we share this voice of Jesus with others, that we share how we have been impacted by our shepherd and how we have been rescued by this shepherd. But also to thank those around us who have been served as the voice of Jesus with us, those who have shared the voice of Jesus with us. Of course, today we celebrate those who have extended motherly love to us. And I can say that my own mother, from early on, I will say, has also served as a shepherd to me. She's someone who, from early on, shared her faith with me and raised me in the faith of this beloved shepherd, Jesus. I pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we continue to hear the voice of Jesus, our shepherd, Savior, and Lord. Amen.